Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Tes Vav. We are on page 242. Simen Shin Tes Vav is Dvarim HaAsurim Mishum Oil B'Shabbos. Things that are Asur because of making an oil on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Asur Lasos Oil B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Afilu Hu Arai. One is forbidden from making an oil on Shabbos or Yontif, even if it is only temporary. V'dafka gag, the oil arai that's going to be usher is specifically the roof, aval mechitzos mutter, but to make just the walls of an oil arai on Shabbos or Yontif is mutter. V'ein mechitza asura elu imkein nasis lahatir sukkah lahatir total. The only way making a mechitza is going to be usher on Shabbos or Yontif, if it's part of a oil arai, if it's going to be a mechitza, that's going to be a mechitza materis. For example, a mechitza that's going to come to be matir a sukkah, or a mechitza that's going to matir you to carry. The Ramah says, avol mechitza hanasis litznius v'al mashari. But just making a wall that's going to be for tznius, for privacy, that's mutter. V'lochein mutter litlos vilon lifnei ha-pesach. Therefore, one is allowed to hang a curtain in front of an opening, afal pisha kavuasham, even if it's set there. V'chein paroches lifnei aron kodesh. You also can place a paroches in front of an aron kodesh, ubevat shelo yasa ohel begag tefach. As long as it's just a mechitza, and there is no gag there, even of a tefach. V'chein mutter lasos mechitza lifnei hachama o atzino o bifnei hanero shelo yichabe osan haruach. You're also allowed to make a wall in front of the sun, in front of the cold, in front of the candle, so that it shouldn't get extinguished because of the wind. Aval osur lasos mechitza bifnei or haner kedesh yeshamish mitasol. But another example of a mechitza materis, the Ramah says, you are not allowed to make a wall in front of a candle in order to have tashmish amita. V'chein lifnei svarim kedei l'shamish o laso srachav. And so too, you can't make a wall in front of svarim to allow tashmish shamita or allow one to relieve himself. In lo shahoya mi ba'od yom tefach, unless it was already there a little bit before Shabbos as a tefach, sha'oz mutter l'hosef alea b'Shabbos, then you are allowed to add on to the mechitza on Shabbos. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah beginning in Sifkat and Aleph. The first point of the Mechaber is that it's Asur Lasos Oel B'Shabbos, even if it's Arai. Zok de Mishnah Berurah de Ha'osa Oel Keva. One who makes an Oel that is permanent, Kigon Shepores Machatzeles O Sadinin V'Keyotze Bazel Oel. For example, he spreads out a mat, or sheets, or something similar to make an Oel. V'Osa Osan Sheyeskayim. He does it in such a way that it should be lasting. So it's an oil kavua. So after ein ze binyan mamish, even though that's not mamish binyan, chayuv mishum boine. You are still chayuv because of bone. Da siyas oel hu toledes bone. Making an oel is a tolda of the malacha of bone. V'hasosro chayuv mishum soser. One who destroys such an oel will be chayuv because of soser. V'gozru al oel arai mishum oel keva. And because of the iser derais of oel keva, the rabbanon asked an oel arai, because it might lead you to an oil keva. V'chein al stiras oil arai, mishum stiras oil keva. The Rabbanan also asked taking apart an oil arai, because you might come to take apart an oil keva. Uprote din al oil keva yivor lakamei. And the details of oil keva will be discussed later on. Sivkot and beis. So here we're discussing again that it's asr to make an oil on Shabbos, even if it's only arai. But that's dafka begag. Even if you make a gag alone without any walls under it, kigon, for example, lifros machatzelas al arba kundosim, you're spreading out a mat over four poles, derech arai, in a temporary way, lohogin mipnei hachama v'agashamim, to protect yourself from the sun or from the rain, that already is going to be usher. Very important note over here, note number three. Ulam, Lechos es ha'oa biyado. We said in the Mishnah Berurah, the oil arai is usher when you have the mat that's on four poles. But if you are holding the ohel in your hands, writes the Chazon Ish, shemutter, that's permissible. Va'afilu kishaso letzel, even if you're making it for shade, uke'ein zeh kosav atilu l'david, ubirin explains, shemasha uchez odem biyodo eino nechshal ka'ol klal. That which you are holding in your hands, that is not called an ohel at all. V'hosev, and he adds on, shebazeh yesh liyashev es minag ha'olam lifros talis b'shas kriyas chosam b'reishas b'sim chastorah. Now we can understand how the minag is that everyone holds up a talus as a gag, as an ol arai over the tzibur during chasam bereishis. V'lo chosheshu mishum asiyas gag u'mechitzel shel anoshim. And they were not concerned at all for making a gag and having walls that are made from people that are standing there. And that's why when you're holding up the talus on Simchas Torah, it is mutter, because it is not even an ol arai when it's being held. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says very specifically, the example is to spread out a mat on arba kundosin, it's put down. That would be an ol arai, a gag, that would be aser if it is there to protect you from the sun or the rain or anything else. If katan gimel, the mechaber said, but to make the mechitzos of an ol arai is mutter. The ikar ol hu hagag shemahil alav. The ikar part of an ol is the top part, is the roof that covers you. V'lochein gazru bo mishum ol keva. Therefore, they asked making a gag of an ol arai otu an ol keva. Ma she'en kein mechitzos arai luchud lo nechshav ka'ol klal. Temporary walls and ol arai, just of walls, is not a problem at all. They did not asser it. Sivkot and dalud. So the mechaber said, although they didn't aser a mechitz of an ol arai, he says in the mechaber, "V'ein mechitz asura elim kein nasis lahatir sukkot lahatir tiltul." The only time the mechitza of an ol arai is going to be aser if it is the mechitza materas. The two examples given by the mechaber is it comes to be matir your sukkah or it comes to be matir tiltul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Kigon shahoyo lo rak shnei defanos." We're talking about a sukkah that had initially only two walls. So as we know, that's not a kosher sukkah. Va'asa mechitzas arai lidof and shlishi, and you made a temporary wall to be the third wall of the sukkah. K'mavur l'kama mesimin tofreish lamid da'oz choshev hach mechitza kabinyan. Then that mechitza arai will be considered like building. The al yoda niskashra sukkah, through putting up the third wall, you have now made your sukkah kosher. That's aser. V'hu adin kishemateres osa mechitza l'taltel al yoda b'mokum shasa l'taltel. So too, if you place a wall that is now going to allow you to carry in a place where you would not have been allowed to carry before. The kevin de chashvinan lo mechitza le'inyan heter atiltel, since it's considered a mechitza l'gabi the heter tiltel choshev binyan, and it is aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay, the Ramah said, but if the mechitza that you are making is only letznias ba'al mutzmutter, kegon lahafsik bein anoshim lenoshim kishashomen hadrasha. For example, there are men and women together in the same room to hear drasha, and you are putting a mechitza for tznias reasons, that is mutter. Says note number 9. Even though the chiyuv of separating men and women through a mechitza is d'oraisa, ukemoshe kasa b'shal and shivas igros Moshe, bir ha'orcho Shabbos. Orcho Shabbos explains why this is allowed. Shemikomakom eino nechsheves mechitza hamateres. A wall that's being used as a mechitza to separate men and women is not called a mechitza hamateres. Shekein lahavdil bein anoshim lanoshim ain tzar b'mechitza sheyesh l'dine mechitza. You don't need a din mechitza to separate the men and the women. Eladai b'chol mechitza hagoremes havdolah shel tznius. As long as you put up something that will be a tznius separation, it's fine. Kigon, for example, mechitza shekvoa miha'aretz yosef b'gimot tfachim. We know mechitza has to be within 3 tfachim of the ground. So we say lavud, but if you put a mechitza to separate men and women, and they can't see each other, and it's proper tznias, but it's above the ground 3 tfachim, so even though it doesn't have a din mechitza, that's going to be fine, av she'en l'din mechitza. Therefore, says Orcho Shabbos, even though Rav Moshe says that making a mechitza between the men and women is a daraisa, that is not called a mechitza hamateres. It is being matir, but it's not a mechitza, it doesn't have to have the rules of a mechitza, ma she'en kein by sukkah. It has to have a din mechitza by Shabbos. It has to have a din mechitza as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitus of Katan Vav. The Ramah went on to say that besides for tznias it's mutter. He says lochein. Therefore, you're allowed to hang a curtain in front of an opening, even though it is kavua there. Rotzalomer means to say she'eno asui lahasir misham. It is not made to be removed from there. Ela talui sham tamid. It's there to stay. Afilu hachi chashiv mechitza sarai. It is still called a mechitza sarai. Kevan shu na v'nod beruach metzuya. Since it's got a sway in a regular wind, that's not called a mechitza. V'gam eino ma'akev lo'ovrim derach sham. It's also not stopping people from walking through. It's only connected on top. People could walk through. It sways in the wind. It's not a mechitza. It's mutter. Aval lechabru l'malu ulamata. But to connect this curtain on top and the bottom, umen atzadim and on the sides, beinyan she'eno nizas mimikomo asamishum binyan. But if you're making it in such a strong way, attach it on all sides that it won't move from its place, then it's taka going to be asa because of binyan. The steam as kevahu, that's considered a permanent close up and it wouldn't be allowed. We're not going to read the notes, but the Chazon Ish is machmir on a lot of these cases of the Ramah. He says the one that sways in the wind and you can walk through would be asr. But the Ramah says that it's mutter, and you can read the notes on your own time. The Chazon Ish argues on a few points throughout the sugya l'chumra. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Zayin. Another case, another example that will be mutter is a paroches lifnei Aron Kodesh. Zeh pshita deshari. Sadech Chavetz Chaim, that's obvious that it's mutter. The kevan sheyesh belav hachi delas Aron Kodesh. Since anyway, there is a door behind the parochas for the Aron Kodesh. So im kena parochas eino toli raklitz nias balma. So all the parochas doing is having a little privacy. V'kama achronim mikilan afilun ein blasas Aron Kodesh. Some achronim are lenient to hang the parochas in front of an Aron Kodesh, even if there are no doors. Ukemo vilon etzla pesach kanali. The case we just said, just like you could hang a curtain in front of a doorway, like we just mentioned. Mutter litlos b'shabes sadinen hametzuyarim ala kos elonoi. You're allowed to hang up on Shabbos sheets that are decorated onto the wall for beauty. V'afilu l'kavam, even to set them there. Shelo yiu nizozim mimikom gamkin shari. Even if it's going to be there, it's not going to move from there. That's mutter. Kevan she'ein asuyim klal mechitza. That's not a wall. That's a decoration, and therefore that's going to be mutter. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Obviously, the way you hang it up has to be in a proper way. But assuming you put it up properly, mitzad binyan, mitzad making an ol arai, making a mechitza. That's not a mechitza, and that would be mutter. Sivkaton ches. The Ramah then said, Ubilvat shelo yasa oel begag tefach. As long as that when you hang the parochas, it's just the mechitza, and there's no oel on top of a tefach, ayin sif yudbez. Sivkotan tes. The Ramah then said that you're allowed to make also a mechitza to block the sun, or to block out the cold, or to protect the candles, they shouldn't get extinguished from the wind. Pashut the kol zeb and mechitzas arai. Zaktem is shabura. It's pashut that all these cases that Rama says mutter is if it is a mechitzas arai. Avalasos mechitzas keva. But to make a permanent wall for one of these things, she yiskayim kein aser. If you're doing it, that it should be lasting for protection. That would be a real mechitza, and that would be forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. The Ramah then said that although we have all these examples of a mechitza that's mutter, another example of a mechitza materis is that a person is putting up a mechitza to block a candle to be matir tashma shamita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dekevan de Aser l'shamish b'ifnei or haner or svarim. Since tashma shamita is Aser in front of a candle or in front of svarim, so mikri mechitza materis, that's also called mechitza materis. So the Ramah adds that on to the case of the mechaber, of the sukkah, of carrying. This is also an example of a mechitza materis. And now we get to a big Magen Avraham. The cost of a Magen Avraham. Tahainu davkim osa mechitza gavoha asar tfachim. This case that is going to be considered a mechitza materis, when you're putting up a wall in front of a nair to be matir tashma shamita, that's only if you make a regular mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, v'haner gavoha, and the candle is higher than the 10 tefachim, v'niris l'mala, and you could see it above. The mafil b'taliso mishamish. In that case, a person can be mafil b'taliso and be mishamish. K'demashma b'simen reish mem sifir alef b'haga. Ubishlo mashma the apov and zayesh lizar ma'o. The shlo says in that case, one should be very careful as well. It's not so pashut. Vayim bel yirabisham. So in that case, Dr. Magen Avraham, the kevan shaner niris. Since above the mechitza that's 10, the candle is visible. Im kein a heter bazehu rak mishum diyesh alzeh shei mechitza shegvo asara. The only thing that's being matir the tashma shamita, although you have to be mafil because lemaisa you could see it, but there is a din mechitza that's 10 tefachim high in front of it. The din mechitza is being matir. That mechitza is a separation, that the candle is now considered in a separate room. It's such a din mechitza that you need, that you have to tie it in a way that it won't blow in the wind. The ilav hachi ain't shame mechitza alo. If it's going to be swaying, it's not a mechitza. V'lochein osur la'asosa b'shabbos. Therefore, Zokta Magen Avram, that's the case that it's osur on Shabbos, the chashiva mechitza materis. So again, when the candle is above the wall, so the candle is not covered. That's the point. The thing that's being matir is you made a separation. You made a wall. You made a mechitza. It's like it's in a separate room. That's a mechitza materas that's going to be usher to make on Shabbos to matir tashmish shamita if you're mafil. Avol, im ha mechitza mechasa es kohaner. If the wall is made in such a way that it blocks the candle, ad she'ein niris, that you can't see it, in that case, you don't need the mechitza to be 10 tefachim high, you're just blocking the candle. Since the candle is blocked, in that case, the reason why the Tashmish Shemitah is becoming mutter is not because there's a mechitza separating between you and the candle, it's because the candle is pashut blocked. The candle is separated, it's blocked. Elo machmas kisri baum, it's just covered. V'lochein, therefore, af shehoisa mechitza gavoa asara nami mutter lasosa. Therefore, even if you choose to make a wall that's 10 tefachim high, that's mutter. So only when the candle is above the 10, and you need a din mechitza to be matir, then it's also to make it on Shabbos. But if a 5 tefach wall would have covered the candle, and you happen to make a 10 tefach wall to cover the candle, that's called a covering, that's not called, says the Magen Avraham, a mechitza materis, de lo chashiva mechitza materis. In that case, it's not called a mechitza, that's matir. De einu rak mishum kisui ba'amo, that's a covering. So too, if one wants to attach to Shemitah, or he wants to go to the base of Kisei in front of Svarim, if the wall is high enough that the Svarim are not visible, so mutter la'asosa, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Again, that's called a covering of the Svarim, that's not called a mechitza materis, even though it's being matirit, but it's not being matirit midin mechitza. Rak kisui ba'am, it's a covering. And if it's, in fact, that's the case, that it's only being covered and it's not a din mechitza, it would not have to be tied on top and the bottom, it could be just hanging loose and covering it, that's perfectly fine. The ayin ba'achronim shapir shudvarav. Look in the Achronim who explain the words of the Magen Avraham. To mikomokom ba'inon kesha osa osa b'shabbos. Still, you will need, if you do it on Shabbos, sheyia wa svarim ot kisui. You would need a second covering over the svarim. Very important point. If it's working midin mechitza, so then it's a mechitza, it's in a different room. But if it's working midin kisui, it's swaying in the wind, it's just a din kisui, so then the svarim have to be kis betoch kis, it has to have a double covering. Even though there are achronim that take issue with the chiluk of the Magen Avraham, the sover and these other achronim hold the kevan the sof aideha mechitza huter ato v'shamish v'lasot srochov. Since lemaisa you made a wall and the wall is now allowing you to attach v'shamita go to the base of kisei chashiva mechitza hamateres v'asur lasosa. They argue with the Magen Avraham and say, what kind of chiluk is that? Lemaisa you made a wall. The wall is being mat to the attach v'shamita, so you can't make it on Shabbos. So although there are achronim who argue the Magen Avraham, mikomokom nir de b'shas hatchak yish lismoch advarav. In the shas hatchak, one can rely on the Magen Avraham, which means as long as it's not a case where the candle is above the wall or the svarim are above the wall, but whatever height you're making that wall, it's covering the svarim or it's covering the light, that will be mutter to be made on Shabbos because that's not a din mechitza. Even if it's 10 tefachim high, that's only a kisui and it is mutter. At the very least, for sure, according to everyone, you could just cover the svarim with a regular covering. Make a double covering, that's perfectly fine. It's sure not a mechitza. The machlokas is going to be in a case where you're making a mechitza, and the mechitza is actually covering the candle of the svarim. There we get into the machlokas, b'shas l'chaki gulai on the Magen Avraham that it's mutter. But in the case you're not making mechitza at all, you're just covering up svarim, so then as long as you make a double covering, that's vadai mutter according to everyone on Shabbos. And finally, sivkotan yud aleph. The Ramah ended off and said, If not for the fact that before Shabbos it was already a tefach there, because then you could add on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'lachein parvon. Parvon is a foldable wall, like they have in this room. Sha'omed mufsha tefach mi'er Shabbos. That it was opened a little bit from before Shabbos. It was opened a tefach before Shabbos. Mutter lefashto kulo. You can continue and you can open the entire wall, even if it's being mati or something. Avlim hoyom mekupol. But if it was totally folded, it wasn't opened up at all. Afal pisha kulo harbi yosem mitefach. Even though folded up, it's way more than a tefach. It's a folded wall, a lot of different folds. It's way more than a tefach as it is folded. Lo mahani. That does not count as a tefach that you can add on to. Sharei lo nasa zebishul mechitza. That was not made for mechitza. We'll discuss more about this in Mishnah tomorrow. But we're saying right now, you have this foldable wall that we have in this room. So if it's opened up a tefach, so then even if you want to be matir or something, you could open the rest of the way. It's being mosif on an ola rai that's mutter. But if it's totally closed, even though as it's closed, it's wider, way wider than a tefach, that's not considered open at all. And that would be usr to open on Shabbos. That would be making a regular mechitza. And again, if it's a mechitza materas, or if it's a permanent mechitza somehow, that would be forbidden. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.